Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, Gloria, God go by. 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 Gloria, Gloria, God go by.
Deeper than a mile, what we're talking about. Taking you on home, cause you're rough in our zone. We'll be sitting music on the telephone. Now you know we're not strong. We won't change our tone. We're gonna tell it, tell it, tell it.
Oh,
Mashiach.
Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh, my soul. Oh, we just hold you are so faithful, Dunham Crooken in the house. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you. How's everybody doing this beautiful, beautiful Sunday evening? We are here on Glorious Gospel Vibes with your host, Evangelist Globy Pope, Minister Derek Tucker, and Dr. Philip Dukes. How are you all doing today? How is everybody doing?
What's going on? What's going on? Oh. Cut the TV off in the background. What's going on, everybody?
It's all beautiful. It's all beautiful. It's all beautiful.
Yeah, we hear televisions, radio, stereo. Yeah. I'm going to tell you who it is. Just hold on 1 minute. I'm going to tell you. Dr. Philip Duke. Okay, anyway, Sister Vanda Peppercorn in the house.
I hear that Sound for the Sun playing in the background. You watch the movie run the Sound for the Sun.
I'm in here in a secluded room. And nothing on here but the light.
But it's something coming. But it's something coming through, you know. But it's cool. Something. It's cool. It's coming
Right now.
I was going to say it had stopped, but no, it didn't stop. Anyway, we got Dr. Philip Deuce out of Florida. Christian Community Fellowship Church out of Riviera Beach, Florida. He's going to be bringing it to us today. He's going to be socking it to you about faith, nothing but faith, baby. Oh, yes, sir. Uh-huh. So I tell you, we're going to be led. At, you know what? I forgot to say hello to Sister Vanity Peppercorn. How you doing?
She sounds
so happy today. That's right. I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm happy, happy, happy. As a matter of fact, I want to ask her to sing a song. Oh, well, let's see how things go. We're gonna help you out. Uh-huh. Okay. Can anybody hear me?
I hear you.
Okay.
I hear you now. I hear you.
We're going to need the Holy Spirit up in here today, so we're going to get prayers going forward right now. So right now, in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we just thank and praise you for what you've done and what you are doing here on our broadcast today, Lord God. We thank you for all our listeners that's listening in, Lord. We thank you for all the hosts that has attended right here on the air, Lord God, and we ask you to bless them and their families, bless the listeners and their families, and I pray today, Lord God, that we get something real educational out of this broadcast so that we can apply it to our lives in an effective and practical manner in the name of Jesus. We thank you for what you're doing. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Y'all know that was tone, but that's all right. Yeah, you're the
tongue.
What's going on? What's going on with you, Betsy? What's going on? Like you say, stay out my business. Anyway.
Oh, man.
We got gospel news going to come up first with Dr. Bishop Elder Derek Tuggle. He got 15 names, too. These names are something else.
Man, I don't got to know this since last week.
Wait a minute, you get to know it since last week. We're going over the news today. We're here so we can get crunk with faith and number faith right here. Glorious Gospel Vibes News.
All right, y'all. Strap on your seatbelt and hold on tight. Get a load of this one. And the title of this story is It All Starts at Home.
Mm-hmm.
Racist boy dies for 3 minutes and says Jesus is a nigger.
Excuse me?
Yes, you heard
and
it right.
And you don't use the N-word?
Boy.
I told you he don't need to be giving the news. He done said the N-word on the air. Oh, my God.
Well, we just go ahead and call this what it is.
That's right.
Racist boy dies for 3 minutes and says Jesus is a nigger. A young white Christian boy who briefly died on a surgeon's operating table during a liver transplant says he met Jesus Christ and he was African American. Billy Landers, the son of a well-known KKK member in Mobile, Alabama, who was suffering from liver failure, was technically dead for 3 minutes before being resuscitated. During that time, the 13-year-old claims he visited the afterlife. He said it was all niggas, he told the news. There were a few white people, but they were just entertaining the blacks.
Let me shout.
He said there were lots of nigger angels watching them play basketball. Jesus was a coon too. Jesus wasn't white like Daddy says he is. I asked my father, why is Jesus a nigger? He couldn't answer. I've been taught that God and Jesus hate niggers. That's why God cursed them by turning their skin black. That they were mud. They were mud people. His father said his son's experience has not made him question white supremacy and an Anglo-Saxon Jesus. He said, it's kind of disturbing to me that he came back with the stories of nigger heaven, he told reporters. But clearly my son is suffering from some sort of schizophrenia or something. There's no way Jesus is a nigger. I'm going to have my boy put on antipsychotic medication.
That's what the enemy wants him to do.
It's just something wrong with this boy. We got to get him checked out. Some with this boy.
That's what the enemy wants him to do.
He's not too far from the truth. He's not too far from it.
He ain't far at alcohol.
He's not too far because all the ancient Jews were colored people. They're not Europeans.
Well, and I'm not disputing none of that, but this is a prime example that the devil is not after your body. He's after your mind.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That is too true. I say amen to that. Because that's where he performs at. That's where everything takes place at, in the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If he got your mind, he got you.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all how you raised up and taught. Now, you see how this young boy, when you come in this world, you're a baby, you don't know anything. And it's what your parents have taught you
that brings
you up. And you understand that black people are mud, they are dirty, they're dark, they're black because of what?
So
Didn't God make us just like he made them?
See, the comedy for me behind this whole thing, now, picture being in this hospital room. And you know they crying, they standing around this bed, and he gone, and he wakes up coughing, and the first thing he does with his new breath, he says, "Daddy, Jesus is the nigger." No, Daddy, I'm telling you, I've seen it for myself. The white people were playing basketball, and the niggers were just all around the place.
That's right. It was cool.
That's
hell.
Wrong for that. Why didn't you tell me playing basketball?
Yeah, that's what he said. He said the white people play basketball.
Oh, that's what
he
said. I thought you was
He thought he was watching Boondocks.
Dad, it was a coon heaven. Coon heaven. That's all it was. Coon heaven.
Ooh, boy. That's some good news right there. Now, that's some good news. I just want, didn't want to do it on the air, but that's some good news.
Hey, had to give it to you straight.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, you had to come up with something because they've been talking about it for a while. You know, I give you a couple parts on this one. I give you a couple parts on this one because it just verifies and confirms that everybody in heaven is not white. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I said
that's right.
What
that's right. I go there with you, Sister Corn. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be a lot of people there that you didn't think were gonna be there.
That's what he said. That's what he said.
That's
you didn't think was gonna be there. Ain't gonna be there.
Look,
and
I said, matter of fact, when we walk through them gates, they're gonna be looking like, huh? How he?
Oh, Lord, but that was it for today, y'all. That news could go. We could take this on to the end. So you know, we don't want to linger on this. You know, so we could talk about this all day, and then most of y'all be there probably cut us off. So, you know, see, it's not gonna be cute. That's all I gotta say. It won't be cute.
That's right.
Okay, but before we get crunk with Dr. Philip Deuce, we want to play one of his songs.
All right.
Dr. Philip Deuce.
All right.
Well, don't you have a song that you had presented to the radio broadcast?
Yeah. Anyway, which one are you going to play?
Step Out in Faith.
All right.
Y'all ain't got Jesus in the coon. Y'all can't play that. I like that.
That's all that. Philip Duke's in the house. Oh, glorious God provides right here. That's all right, Philip. What year did you write that song?
She just passed. I wrote that song back in 2007. And it's done by the late, great Angela Richardson. She just passed away this year.
Really?
To a very good friend of mine. She did a lot of background for me. I did that song before I became ill. And we're getting ready to put all this music is on Broad Jams. If you Google Dr. Philip Duke's artist profile, broadjam.com, all of my music will come up. And that's one of the
things. Mm-hmm.
All right.
So we want you to teach Ms. D about how to step out in the faith. When you bring
step out in the faith.
Subject here today, step out in the faith. We got to step out.
Sister Peppercorn, I truly believe that you have an affinity for our brother D. You know that? I really believe you have a true affinity for him. But she just loves talking about him. And I can hear it in your voice.
Wait a minute. You tell me what offended. What offended what?
Offended.
Yes, I'm offended.
You have good feelings. You have good feelings and the well-wishing for someone that you really desire to see move forward and you admire.
Oh, okay, well, we talk about that on the air, so I can tell you something. But,
Bishop, that's called slick hate. That's what it is. Called slick hate.
That's what it is.
Yeah, slick hate.
That's what he taught you in seminary. Slip hate.
Slick hate. That's all that slick.
I just say
slick.
Slick hate. I'm going to use that. That's a good word. They taught you that one. I know they taught you that one. I'm writing that down right now. Slick hate. Okay, go ahead, y'all, with the broadcast. Derek, don't pay Sister Peppercorn. she just like having fun with you. That's all.
Yes,
and she ain't got nobody to pick on. She can't pick on Dr. Duke too much because, you know, he way out of town. She can't get to his house.
See, Glover, I understand. You know, Monday through Saturday, you know, she all bottled up because won't nobody talk to her, so she had to wait till Sunday to get it all out.
I understand. But it's all right. Everything is all right. Everything is everything. That's what I say. Slick hating slick. It's going to be all that. I'll talk to you after the air is over. Thank you very much. Praise be to the Lord. Hashata and Shaka Khan too. Dr. Philip Duke is in the house. He's going to be doing a little segment on faith today. So for all our listeners that's up and ready to roll, we ready to roll with you right here after this song. We got one more song. And after this song, I want you to bring it.
All right.
Dr. Philip Duke. I'm going to keep the faith. Dice Gamble in the house.
Sometimes I want to do what I want to do,
but I gotta keep my faith in you.
Sometimes I want to go where I want to go,
and it's your love that tells me no.
Sometimes I need to say what I want to say.
Lord, you teach me not that way.
Some days it's hard, but I'm gonna keep the faith.
I'm gonna keep the faith, I'm gonna win.
I pray for strength and guidance when my job gets tense. When bad stuff happens, that don't make no sense to me. But you got it all under control. Act 5, baptize you all over my soul. And sometimes I get mad and cuss words and slip fast. Your wrath comes real fast, all up in my path. So I stay in your word, parlay in your word. Try my best not to do it if it ain't in your word. Family forgets me when I found you. Some friends left me when I found you. If they only knew what I found in you, maybe they'd take the time to kick it round with you. The enemy try to keep me from doing right. Wants me to drink with him, do drugs every night. Thank Jesus, our relationship is too tight. I pray you stay with me on my knees at night. Cause
sometimes I wanna do what I wanna do,
but I gotta keep my faith in you.
Sometimes I wanna go where I wanna go.
need to say what I want to say.
Lord, you teach me not that way.
Some days it's hard, but I'm going to keep the faith.
I'm going to keep the faith. I'm going to win.
I know
I'll
never be as perfect as you,
but I strive daily to do what you do. You're such a blessing, I keep blessing you. And everything, give praises to you and all that you do. Cause you ride for me, cause you cried for me. You carried the cross, even died for me. Thanks for loving me when I was bugging, see. Thank you for the angel wing constantly hugging me. I apologize when my flesh gets weak, and I apologize when I don't get no sleep. I wanna say I'm sorry, I ain't called in a week. Was just mad you ain't answer my prayers. How dare I treat you like I don't need you? I understand you had to treat me like I don't see you. But now we back on track, got our relationship back. And I know for a fact, this time I ain't gonna crack, even when
sometimes I wanna do what I wanna do.
But I gotta keep my faith in you.
Sometimes I wanna go where I wanna go.
And it's your love that tells me no.
Sometimes I need to say what I wanna say.
Lord, you teach me not that way.
Some days it's hard, but I'm gonna keep the faith.
I'm gonna keep the faith. I'm gonna win the race.
All right, all right, all right. That's Dambo in the house.
I like that.
That's Gospel Independent Artist, baby. Right here in the ATL, guys. Okay?
I like that. Made me feel, that groove made me feel something for me. Oh, yeah. Get funky with it, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, y'all ready?
Let's get
it. We be ready.
Wow. We're going to talk about faith today. Now, first we're going to talk briefly about what faith is and what faith is not. And remember, when we're talking about faith, there are so many different people that are teaching about what faith is. And some of these things are what we call metaphysics. It is the law of attraction. And that's not biblical. We'll talk about that later on. But we're going to talk about what biblical faith is. We're not trying to take your faith away, because sometimes when you say some of the stuff I'm going to tell you right now, people say, well, you're trying to move me away from faith. No, I'm trying to move you in what faith is. And you have to learn how to do your etymological discourse. That means that you look up the words in the Bible and clarify them by what they mean and not by what somebody told you. Because people believe all kinds of stuff that's been passed down to us, okay? All right, so we're going to look at the Word of God. We're going to define these words, and we're going to use them in the proper context. Because I want to tell you something right off the bat. God is a healer. Our God is a deliverer. Our God will bless you. He'll take care of you. He'll help you. He wants you to put your faith in him. But your faith, we don't have faith in faith. We have faith in the living God. So let's go to this word, faith. Now,
yes,
in the New Testament, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
All right. There are three words in the New Testament, all right, that the word is translated into faith. One of them is o ig op istos, and that's talking about the lack of faith. Like when he uses it in Matthew 6:30, when he says, tell them, O ye of little faith, and how God will clothe feed the birds and close the fields and all that, and how much more will he close you, O little faith. And then there's another word that's only, and that word is used 5 times in the New Testament. There's another word that's used faith in Hebrews 10:23, and that number is 1680. It's called ellipse, right? And it's talking about anticipation, usually with pleasure, exception. It has the context of confidence, faith, and hope, all right? Now, so we did the lack of faith, and we're talking about having faith, because in Hebrews chapter 10, he was telling them, don't let anyone move you away from this hope that God has given us, because there were many people going around trying to bring the Hebrew people back under the law, and Paul was trying to tell them, keep your faith, draw near in true heart and full assurance of faith, having your heart sprinkled from an evil conscience and bodies washed with pure water. And all through chapter 10, he's talking about Christ, because he's saying having faith in Christ and have expectation in Christ. Now, the most common word that is used for faith in the New Testament is pistis. It's 4102, and it's used over 200 times. Okay, pistis. Yeah, pistis, all right? Now, it's used over 200 times. It's 4102 in your concordance. When like when Jesus said, told that soldier that brought his sick child, and he said, I have not found this kind of faith in all Israel. This word means persuasion, conviction, assurance, belief, and fidelity. Fidelity, faithfulness to a person or cause or belief demonstrated by continual loyalty, support, allegiance, and obedience. That's what this word pistis means, to put one's trust in. Now, when we talk about faith, it means that you're trusting and relying upon God and what he has said. Now, the problem comes in is when we try to attribute something and have faith in it that God has not said by some particular interpretation. I just want to throw that in there, and we're going to deal with that later on next time, but I want to whet your appetite with that, because I have sat by many bedsides with people who were sick, and they were in bondage because they thought when their faith level came up, God was going to heal them. They thought, well, I'm not healed because my faith level is not up, and that's unbiblical. That's metaphysics when my faith level comes up. When I believe it, oh, I got all doubt out of my mind. There's no doubt in my mind. God's got to move. No, that's metaphysics. That's not faith. No, it's not faith. Because once you pray, like it says in Philippians, you make your supplication known to God, and you're asking him, not demanding him, asking him. Faith is trusting him. Okay? Now, let's go into, well, Matthew 9:21. Okay? There is a woman with an issue of blood. And she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole. And Jesus told him, when he felt virtue went out of him, he said, your faith, he said, your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. And let me explain something to y'all about this hem of his garment, what this text is telling us. This is a Jewish woman that it's unclean for her to even touch anybody under the law, and they would be unclean. So she's moving through this crowd. Some people believe that she was crawling through the crowd. But she said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. Now, Jesus had two garments on, possibly. His long garment, and he had a short, like a prayer shawl on. And each one of those had tassels on it called zitzits. When you read in Micah 4:2, it says that shall be healing in his wings. All right? So no doubt when she was in the temple and they were talking about when Messiah would come, that he would have healing in his zitzits, in his wings, those little knots that you see on the garment, okay? So when he tells her, by your faith you've been made whole, this woman was believing what was told her about what Messiah would do when he would come. Y'all follow me? That's why he said, your faith has made you whole. Your faith, you believe that I'm the Messiah. You believe I'm the sent one from God. Y'all follow me? That's why he said, by your faith, you have been made whole. You believe I'm the Messiah. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. Not just because she said that if I could, but she's saying, I believe that you're the one, the prophesied one to come, and Micah 4:2, with healing in his wings. She had probably heard him preach. And now her faith was in him. She said, if I could just touch him, because God said there's going to be healing in his wings. Because remember, Christ said, I have not come to everybody. I've come to the lost sheep of Israel, because he had to straighten them out. Remember when he called that one woman the dog? He said, but yea, master, the dog gets the crumbs from the table. All right? So that's why her faith had made her whole, because she was believing what God had said would happen when he would come. And let me show you another place here. Because we're talking about faith, y'all, having faith in God. The 10 lepers. Christ is going through Samaria. And there are 10 lepers. He said, hey, go show yourself to the priest. Go show yourself to the priest. Now, they had faith in what he said because they went on their way to go to do what he said. If they would have stood there, they would not have gotten healed. This word in all these verses I'm using is 4:41-2, where it talks about persuasion, conviction, assurance, belief, fidelity in what he says. They obeyed his word, and they went to walking. And one of them turned back to give God praise. And he said, look at man, your faith made you whole. You believe who I said I was, no doubt that these guys had heard that the Christ was there, and they believed his words. See, faith, you must believe God. When he tells you to do something, you've got to trust him. You do not believe in I got faith because I want this or that. No. Now, God will give you some stuff. To have, before you get your stuff, you need to obey him. Do not weary in what? Well-doing. For in due season, you shall reap if you faint not. Well, he's going to give you some stuff, but the stuff is not what we're having faith for. See, true faith will make you obey God, line up with him in your private life, in your daily walk, his will for your life. And then he said all these things are going to be what? Added to you because you're trusting him. See, faith, when you have faith in God, it brings about the principles of God in your life, and those principles carry blessings. Don't you hear the Bible saying in Hebrews, he that cometh to God must believe first that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek him. Seek him for what? To obey his will for your life. Not for you to have some great big mansion. Not for you to have some boat truckload of money. He's going to give you some money, but that's not what it's about. It's about you having faith to obey him, what he's telling you to do with your life and in ministry. See, faith is trusting and relying upon him, because some of us have a problem if the Lord were to tell you, I want you to go to some foreign country. I want you to go to some other place, some faraway land, and do something, and you're not in this American economy. A lot of us have a problem if God told us that. If we be honest, you sure would. You know you would.
You know you would.
I had to examine myself one time. Did I really have faith in God, or was I just believing God for what I wanted? And I wrestled with that thing. It took me some years to overcome. Let me tell you about my stardom. I wanted to be a star. I wanted to be in the club. I wanted to get paid.
Well, yeah, come on now.
I don't want you in the club. He said, I don't want you in the club. I make more money now in the club and doing this other stuff than I do preaching. But faith say God won't take care of you. Obey me. Because I called you. See, faith is pistos. You're persuaded that he is going to do something for you. Faith doesn't make God do anything. People say, well, my faith level comes up. Your faith don't make God do nothing. Your faith ought to make you do something. Your faith ought to make you obey God. And obeying God, boom, here comes the blessing. Let me show you what I'm talking about. In Hebrews chapter 11, we call this the faith chapter. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. In that verse, that's the same word, 4:1-2. It's the faith is the substance. And that word substance actually is assurance of the things hoped for, the evidence of the conviction of things not seen. Now, what are you hoping for? Because we always make this materialistic. You're hoping for the house. You're hoping for the car. You're hoping for the money. If that's what you're hoping for, you're out of the will of God. You're out of the will of God. What you ought to be hoping for is his will and trusting him what he's telling you to do with your life. Because he knows how to get a house to you. He knows how to get a car to you. He knows how to get all these things to you. But you ought to be hoping and trusting for his will in your life, not just stuff. So we've taken faith and made faith so carnal and tried to spiritualize it. And I don't believe in no preacher poverty. No, I don't. I don't believe in that old mamby-pamby where you got to look all tore and broke down. No, I got 52
amen.
Shoes.
Amen.
Shoes. Say what, Doc?
I say amen.
Yes, sir, I don't believe in that. I got every color shoe you can name. and black suit too. And I, you know, for y'all who see me, I'm black. I got a peach colored suit. So I ain't into that poverty thing. But you got to put this faith thing in perspective where it belongs. Because if you really want to please God, you got to have faith. Don't you hear the Bible saying without faith it's impossible to please God?
Right.
Trusting what he says. And then in Hebrews he says this. Check this out. He says, verse 2, for by it the elders obtained a good report through faith. We understand the worlds were framed by the word of God. The world was framed by the word of God. In other words, God went into nothing and made something. Ex Lahina. We don't know nothing about that. That's another subject. You don't know nothing about what nothing is. Matter of fact, you ain't never seen nothing. You don't have a reference for nothing. Okay? But God goes where nothing is, and we have faith in that God. Now, what is it? And he says, by faith, Abraham offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice. See, he obeyed God. He obeyed God. He obeyed God. By faith, Enoch was translated that he should not see death and was not found because God has translated him because before this translation, he had a testimony that he pleased God. In other words, he was obeying God. And when you read in Revelation, he's coming back again. Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. Because the Bible says it's going to appoint unto man to die once. But he believed God. He believed what God told him. Watch this. That's verse 6. I already quoted verse 6. For without faith it is impossible to please him, meaning God. For he that cometh to God must first believe that he is, and that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. And what you're seeking him for is his will in your life. His will in your life. Not no money. He's going to get you some money. Now, I'm a living witness. He'll get some money. Let me give you a little testimony. One time I'm hello? Say again, sis.
I'm seeking up for some money, too. That's right.
One day I needed about $1,200, and a lady called me who I ministered to, and just called us, me and my wife up out of the blue, and told us she was gonna send us some money. We just started talking, and she said y'all was on my mind. See, the Bible says that he will cause men to give unto your bosom. When you are lining up with God, the devil can't get on that line. The devil can't catch no blessing in the heaven, and you got no blessing in the heaven trying to get loose and break through. No. That's foolishness. When you're having faith and you're walking with God, you got to believe he's going to bless you. But he wants you to obey him. This whole thing is about obedience. By faith, Noah, being warned of God, things not yet seen. Things not yet seen. Moved with fear or reverence, and he obeyed God in building that ark. Now I'm gonna ask y'all who listen today, what is God telling you to do that you're not doing? What is he telling you to do?
Half of us don't even know what we're not doing.
Why are you not obeying him? You wonder why things so jagged? Well, I got faith, God's gonna give me this. No. Are you doing his will? Are you sitting, learning the word of God, spending time with God, learning how you're supposed to be operating, not just to get stuff. I'm talking about sharing the gospel and walking in love, acting like Jesus. Do you love your enemies? I'm meddling now. Let me
You're going somewhere with this one.
Let me get out the head. Verse 9, by faith. Okay, I'm sorry, verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place where he should, after receiving inheritance, obeyed, and he went out not knowing wherever he was going. Abraham, see, faith is obedience. Lining up with God, not some mental ascent where you're just believing, I'm believing when my faith level comes up. I got problems with that teaching because I've been counseling people for so long. I had one brother, he had sickle cell. And he was believing he wouldn't take his medication. He was thriving in pain in that bed. And he hadn't heard somebody come out all the healing scriptures. And let me tell y'all something. Let me help y'all understand something. Ain't no such thing as no healing scriptures. We got a healing God. The scriptures talk about healing. But can I claim my healing? Go ahead and claim it, but ask God, is he going to do it? I'm claiming my healing. No, ask him, talk to him. He's going to talk to you. Have faith in him. because he might tell you no. My grace is sufficient for you. We don't like that. We'll say this right here. Well, if God did it for one, he'll do it for another because he don't have no respect for person. And we'll pick up the positive aspect of the thing that which we desire. All right? But the other part, like he told Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. And don't let nobody tell you, Paul was sick. I did the study. He had an infirmity in his body, like what I had in my chest with that bad heart and this diabetes I got. Or you got diabetes because you claim it. I ain't claimed it. It claimed me.
That's what they'll say, too. It's just what they'll say.
We're going to fall, but I got faith in God that I can keep going. I can go through it. I can talk to him, and he's going to help me because I'm committed now to his word. Now, let me help you out something else with faith because I got a few more minutes. Faith is obeying God, and even when your faith is not where it's supposed to be, God still going to come in. He ain't waiting till your mind get right to help you.
Come on.
He ain't waiting till your mind get right, till your faith come on, and then God going to move. He's sitting there twiddling his thumb. Nope, your faith is still at 99. Let me tell you something. Most of us, are honest, their faith ain't at 50 all the time. Because some of us know how to manipulate things more than others when we're talking to one another. Ain't nobody got perfect faith for every little thing. No, no. But if you go to God, see, faith is trusting. Say, God, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you where I can't see. I'm going to trust you where I don't understand. And I really learned this lesson when I was on that operating table. Oh, yeah, I learned that lesson. Mm-hmm. 18 years. I knew I had faith. I know I got faith. You got faith for salvation, but you don't have faith for healing. Yes, you do. So faith for healing is going asking God, is he going to heal you? Not, well, I believe I'm going to command it because God has given me the faith. No, it's some stuff we be claiming God done gave us in particular realms of authority. That's another subject, too. But he ain't gave it to us, and we got faith in stuff that ain't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So to trust in him. Now, faith is trusting and relying upon him. When you got to walk in a place where you ain't been before, Abraham walking in a place, going across. See, that's what a Hebrew is. If you've been born again, you know you're a Hebrew. You done crossed over. Now, some of us need to cross over and say, God, I'm gonna trust you. I'm gonna get my eyes off the stuff and trust you because you're gonna give me some money. You're gonna give me a house. And if you don't give me nothing, I'm gonna still do what you say. Some of us are afraid of that kind of trusting God, even to say that. Well, you shouldn't say that because the devil hears it. Forget about what no devil hears. The devil ain't your problem. You're the problem. Don't you know you're the devil's boss? I said you're the devil's boss. The book tells you the devil's boss. Jesus said, in my name, under my authority, I've given you power over the devil. The devil ain't made you sick. I'm claiming the divine healing. Well, you're going to get divine healing one day, but you ain't going to get it now. Because I'm on my face, I got divine healing. Well, stop going to the doctor then. Saying that stuff and got folks running around thinking they ain't got faith when they go to the doctor. And them same preachers that tell you that, they're going to the doctor.
2 minutes.
Then again. Because if you had that kind of faith, you shouldn't go to the doctor. You should eat what you want. Eat all the hardened dogs you want. All the things you want. Because you got faith. But no. Because we're still subject to air, water, and food. Now we're going to get a new body. We ain't going to get sick. Let me move away from that. Now, faith. Let me help y'all with this thing.
1 minute now.
If God has called you and you have responded to it, just believe what he says. Be willing to walk in places where it's painful, where it's uncomfortable, where it gets tight, and that's where God's going to show you his glory and his power. He's going to show it to you. Oh, yes, he is. Just be black enough to walk on in there. Just walk on in there. What does black enough mean? Blackness means that you are, when you're in the black, that means everything is all right. When your books are in the red, you're in trouble. And just walk on in there with God and let him fix it for you and say, God, even though you slay me, yes, will I trust you. This is part one of this. I got 1, 2, 3. I got 4 more pages. All right, that's it. That's part one of this realm of faith we're talking about.
All right. Part two coming up right here on Glorious Gospel Vibe. That was Dr. Philip Deuce of Christian Community Fellowship Church out of Riviera Beach, Florida. Thank you so much, Dr. Deuce, for sharing
that episode of faith, faith and nothing but faith, and believing that you have and what the Bible says you've got, if you believe.
You preach that one, Doctor. You preach that one, man. You preach that.
All right. So we hope to see you all right back here next week. Same time, same place, right here on Glorious Gospel Vibes. We thank you, listeners. Thank you, hosts. We out of here. We're going to play Faith by Vanessa Bell Armstrong, and we out on our way out of the door. God bless you. Have another night. A wonderful night. Yeah, later.
Expect the incredible, receive the impossible, faith that can conquer anything. Faith that uproots my problem. To know God can solve them. Faith to vision my freedom. I have faith that can conquer above.